Netanyahu disbands war cabinet after opposition leaves, security cabinet takes over. By Joel B. Polak on June 17, 2024. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu disbanded the war cabinet on Monday, allowing the security cabinet to take over most of its functions, following the departure last week of opposition politician Benny Gantz and his party. The war cabinet had been formed when Gantz brought his party into an emergency national unity government in the fall. It remained subordinate to the security cabinet, but allowed the coalition to hash out decisions and differences. As Breitbart News reported, Gantz left last week and now opposes the Netanyahu government from the outside, amid calls for new elections. Gantz faced pressure from his own base to oppose Netanyahu instead of continuing to work with him. The Biden administration also has been pushing for new elections to remove Netanyahu, whom it sees as an obstacle to the White House's plan for an Iran nuclear deal in a Palestinian state, which most Israelis now oppose. The Times of Israel reports that right-wing politician Itamar Ben-Gvir, the national security minister, who had been excluded from the war cabinet, was clamoring to join it in Gantz's place, which helped push Netanyahu to end it. Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant will hold small ad hoc consultations with other relevant officials to make key decisions on the war, while seeking final approval from the wider security cabinet, The Times reports. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.